What you swallow down is your...
Passes that. That's your goozle right there.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that sticks out, or...
Mm-hmm. When it goes through that, you swallow it.
Uh-huh.
But it gets to a diaphragm in you, just what goes into your stomach.
Uh-huh.
And it won't go on sometimes, so you choke. Eat too fast. choke to death, not be up here, it'd be way down here.
these are the...
teeth.
And this is one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth is your...
gums.
And this is one...
hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the...
palmy hand.
And this is one...
fist.
Two
fists.
And a place where the bones come together is a...
joint.
And on a man, this is his...
chest.
And these are the...
shoulders.
And this is the...
legs.
And one...
foot.
Two.
2 foot.
And this sensitive bone here is the... right here.
Shin bone.
And say if I get down in this position, you say that I...
squat it down.
Any other way of saying that?
No, would or not.
What would you call this back part of your thigh here?
Part of your leg.
Do you ever call that the haunches or hunkers?
I never did. I heard people call them. Say, you get down on your hunkers.
Uh-huh. What did that mean?
I mean, you're about half squatted down.
Say if a child was trying to hide from you, you might run behind the couch and...
squat down. Get down on his knees and hands.
Did you ever say crouch?
Crunch down under there where you couldn't see him.
And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do that often? You say, yes, I
do it every day.
And if you wanted to ask me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Does he do that too?
And I say, I don't smoke, but he...
he does.
And if you wanted to know why someone did something, you'd say, now just what...
just what did he do?
Do you ever say what make him do it?
I did. Well, why did he do it, or what made him do it? It'd be that same thing.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you about something, you might say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not...
Certain it is.
Or I'm not...
positive.
And do you ever say I'm not for sure, or I'm not sure?
Well, it answers on the same question. Positive, or sure.
Uh-huh. Say if I ask you if you know someone, you might say, well, I don't know him, but I...
heard of him.
Did you ever say heard tell of him?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Say, I've heard tell of so-and-so, but I never did know him.
Uh-huh. Say if there was a loud noise, I'd ask you, did you... what that noise?
You know what that noise was.
Or I'd say, did you...
heard?
And you say, yes, I
heard that too.
And if I ask you, when are y'all going to Monroe, you might say, well, right now we're what to go next week. We're
planning to go next week.
Did you ever say we're aiming to go?
Yeah, I've said that too.
How would you use that?
I said, we ain't going to Monroe next week.
What about fixing? Fixing to go.
We're making preparations to go.
Uh-huh.
Be the same thing as fixing.
When you say fixing, is that for next week or is that immediately?
Immediately, most of the time.
And there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like, say, a child's walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself, and then someone comes in and tells you,